True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. All things Washington football as they will play Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you've been listening to the show today, you know I'm still pretty doom and gloom. I woke up not feeling any better about this team. I hate what I watched. I kind of felt like I hate watched that fourth quarter. Because I know a lot of people that turned the game off when Jaden went down with an injury. I did not. And I'm watching that, screaming at the TV still. The Cowboys are jumping off sides. Deep down, I think I believed that we had a chance to pull off a miracle comeback. I don't know why, but as soon as that thing was over, I went to my fridge, I downed a couple of Coors Lights. It was the only way I could sleep on Sunday after that loss to our arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Let's go to the phone lines. Looks like we've got Ryan Clary from D.C., from 106.7 The Fan on line one. What's up, Ryan?
Adam, I'm glad that you were able to actually down Bud Lights or whatever you were drinking there. I wanted to down rubbing alcohol. What was that? What were the Cowboys suck? I don't care what anybody says. Dan Quinn, you are on the hot seat right now. I'm so pissed off from that game, Adam. We had expectations this season. This team sucks.
They really do. It's funny you're going straight at Dan Quinn. I went straight at Joe Witt Jr. I can't stand him watching from the booth. I said yes. He's getting a bird's eye view from the heavens as Dallas drags us to hell. And he makes no changes, no adjustments. He should have benched Marshawn Lattimore 3 weeks ago. And so you want to call for Dan Quinn's head? I can't get mad at you. What we saw was awful, but I'm telling you right now, Dan Quinn needs to tell his friend Joe Witt Jr., you either come down from the booth or you're fired.
Oh, I agree with that. But also think of this. Think of this for just a second. Honestly, I didn't even think of this until the other day. But Dan Quinn in Atlanta, they were never known for their defense. This is some defensive wizard. Every time he's a D coordinator, they have a top five defense. All of a sudden, this guy goes to the head coaching position, and their defense sucks. It sucks right now. It sucked last year. It's going to suck next year. It's going to suck in year four when he's still here because Adam Peters doesn't want to quit on him yet. I am so tired of it. I just feel as if that two days ago at this point, was the end of the road, Adam. It felt like the end of the road. It's not giving up on Jaden Daniels. I still love Jaden Daniels, although he's going to have to stop fumbling the football. But outside of that, I'm so sick and tired of the miscommunications on defense. This reeks right now of the Ron Rivera era. It reeks of the air marshals with DJ Swearinger and Josh Norman, all of them. It's so stupid. This miscommunication, it sucks. It's so stupid, and I hate it.
Yeah. No.
I hate it.
I hate it, too. I hate it, too. I like how you're channeling all your energy at the coaching staff, though. But to me also, we need to blame the players, right? I mean,
I agree.
The players are making mistakes when they're put in the right position. Everybody's hyping up Trey Amos like he's the greatest draft pick ever. Joe Witt Jr. had him in the right position to make a tackle on third down. Kevontae Turpin spun on him, and he just went for 15 yards.
Gosh.
Like, we got to tackle better. Quan Martin, step the heck up and make a tackle. And maybe you're right to blame Dan Quinn because they were soft at training camp.
Well, also think of it. They give veteran rest days to guys like Zach Ertz. Oh, wouldn't you know it? A big drop. They give veteran rest days to Bobby Wagner. The guy is slow. They do all these different things. They're not physical during training camp. And now, once we get into the week action here, they can't tackle. They cannot tackle. Everybody's breaking tackles. And it's not just one specific guy. I'd actually even say Bobby Wagner has been okay tackling so far. But even look at Frankie Louvu. He was a monster last year. Where has this guy been? I haven't seen any rah-rah moments from him. I haven't seen him try to jump over the line of scrimmage. He's being like a defensive end. He's like an off-ball linebacker. I don't know what it is with Frankie Louvu at this point, but he hasn't even been the same, Adam.
Frankie Louvu's been unplayable the way they're using him. He's been exposed every single week. And to me, that's on the coaching staff. That's on Joe Witt Jr. because he was an all-pro last year, and I thought he was going to take a step forward to being a first-team all-pro this year. The whole thing is frustrating. It feels like the season has spiraled out of control. And my friend said the same thing you're saying, that what he saw on Sunday felt like the beginning of the end for Dan Quinn, given the fact that he was in Dallas and just got his ass kicked in Dallas. I'm going to try to bring some positivity to you, Ryan, because I know you need this as you're getting ready to work G&D today. The Cowboys are good, all right? The Cowboys are good offensively. I don't have an excuse. No, they're good offensively because George Pickens is excellent, and CeeDee Lamb can be used anywhere. Dude, they are good offensively. Javonte Williams is a good running back. But here's what I'm going to say that's positive, all right? The Commanders' defense this year, all right? And I hate this defense, Ryan. They're giving up 24.3 points per game. Last year, they gave up 23 points per game. The Ron Rivera year in 2023, they gave up 31 points per game. Like, so think about that perspective for a second. As much as you're hating on Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn, they were giving up a full touchdown more under dumb Ron Rivera. And part of me thinks that the reason the defense is taking a step back is because it's still his dumb roster, Ryan!
Well, yes, it is still his dumb roster, but also think of it this way. They have more talent right now, and they still suck. They still suck. You traded for Marshawn Lattimore. He sucks. Quan Martin, by the way, Adam Peters, pull up this quote. I can even send it to you as I get in the office. This quote was from Adam Peters. He thought that this was the best young safety tandem in the NFL. They suck! They suck! They suck!
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I'm frustrated with myself because I believed we had something special in Quan Martin.
I did too.
Yeah.
I did too. And we suck. And he sucks. I hate it.
It's a suck fest. It really is. It's a suck fest. And we were so excited at Football Fest, but this season's been a suck fest.
It's been a suck fest. I hate this team.
Yeah. I know. I mean, we're back to ruining our Sundays once again. Ruining our weekends. I mean, I can't tell you how bad I felt when I woke up on Monday. And it was probably because of the amount of Coors Lights I downed as soon as the game ended. But I felt awful on Monday. I felt like I had lost a loved one.
Oh, you're telling me. I thought we would win. I placed $150. Adam, you know, I don't have money, man.
Dude, what?
I placed $150 on the Commander's money.
1-800-GAMBLER! 1-800-GAMBLER! Call right now, Ryan.
I know. I'm an idiot. I'm a dummy. And I think that's why I'm crashing out. But I don't care what anybody says. This team blows.
I know.
It blows. The offense is fine. But the defense, man. The defense. The special teams are really good. That is one thing I will say. They're great. But oh my gosh.
And Ryan, I screamed at Linnell for 15 minutes on Saturday and said that we were going to go to Dallas and kick their ass and prove that he was wrong. Now I got Linnell who's got it one up on me, Ryan. How do you think that makes me feel?
I'm sure it makes me feel awful. Awful.
Yeah. All right, what'd you say when you came in for you instead of alcohol, you wanted rubbing alcohol?
Rubbing alcohol. I wanted rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, this guy needs some help. This guy,
I need help.
I'm going to send Grant a text, a wellness check on you by 6 p.m.
That's sure fine. I honestly probably should.
All right, Ryan. Thanks for stopping by, dude.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. If you want to vent, if you want to bitch, you want to complain about the Commanders, it feels like a terrible Tuesday. Tomorrow's going to be, I'm worried, Wednesday that Jaden won't play. I'll be thirsty for more alcohol Thursday because that's the only way I can get by watching this team play on Sundays. And this year, we got all primetime games. That's actually the worst part about the second half of the season as it spiraled out of control, is the nation is going to watch us crumble. I'll be here for you every day from 12 to 3. It's the Richmond Commander coming up next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You guys know how much of a fan I am of the local teams, especially the pro football team, the Redskins, the skinny skins, the football team, and now they're the Commanders. And I really do live and die by every play, every snap, every game. That's why I'm miserable. It was a misery Monday, a terrible Tuesday. But I'm going to try to stay positive here as we get the train back on the tracks like Dan Quinn is attempting to do, and do our normal Tuesday segment of Touchdown Tuesday with AWOD.
Touchdown Tuesday. All the best scoring plays from the biggest showdowns across the National Football League.
Inside the 10, into the end zone for a touchdown.
Straight into the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
At the end of the day, all that matters is getting into the end zone.
Take it all the way for a touchdown.
Touchdown Tuesday on AWOD Radio.
All right, Stubb, I think you were doing me a favor. But you really should have had CeeDee Lamb on Touchdown Tuesday. It was so sweet. He made two guys run into each other and then walked into the end zone. I mean, I'm glad you didn't pull that, but against any other team, that was significant. That should have been a Touchdown Tuesday. Let's get to Monday Night Football, and the leader in the NFL in receiving touchdowns after his seventh catch of the season happened last night. Amon-Ra St. Brown is our leader on receivers for touchdowns on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Goff over the middle. He's got St. Brown, and he's got a touchdown.
Davante Adams is now tied for second with six, as Matthew Stafford is the leader in terms of passing touchdowns. He has 17 now after he got five in London.
Take it off. Mike Pereira is going to be joining us throughout the day for the end zone. It's a touchdown grab by Kanute Mumfield. Quick throw for Adams. Touchdown, Rams. Stafford takes it to Adams. Touchdown.
That's the hat trick.
Flag is down. And Stafford's going to throw for it. And he's got himself a receiver. And it is a touchdown. Terrence Ferguson behind Stafford. And he's throwing for it. It's Adams. And we have history.
Yeah. Five touchdowns for Matthew Stafford on a Touchdown Tuesday. That's three. That's a hat trick. Two more in London. That's a brace. Unbelievable what he did from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And a lot of those were caught by Davante Adams. He's got six. Jake Ferguson scored twice against the Commanders. The tight end for the Cowboys is tied for second with six. George Pickens has six. So the Cowboys are all over the top of this. Dak Prescott, second quarterback with 16. Jared Goff has 15 touchdown passes. Mahomes has 14. Aaron Rodgers has 14. But we cannot forget about Jahmyr Gibbs and his 78-yard touchdown that puts him into a tie for third on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Glad I'm not a DB.
Right up the gut, there goes Gibbs. Foot race. Winfield can't get there. Touchdown, Lions.
Cowboys, Javonte Williams has six. My goodness, they are all over the leaders. Yeah, they have an explosive offense. Josh Jacobs now has eight, but Jonathan Taylor is your leader. He has three different games with three touchdowns this season, and now he has 10.
On a handoff for Taylor. Big hole. Taylor is gone. Touchdown, Colts. Taylor sets up as a receiver. Now they do a jet sweep to Taylor. Taylor, zigzag move. Taylor works in. It's Taylor on the acceleration. Touchdown, Indianapolis.
Let's go to the college ranks, and we'll start with the Horned Frogs of TCU, who scored 42 to beat Baylor to move to 5-2 on the season. They're 2-2 in the Big 12, but their quarterback, Josh Hoover, is the touchdown passing leader in the college ranks on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Hoover pulls it to the tight end, DJ Rogers. His second touchdown of the season.
Indiana, Coach Kurt Cignetti's quarterback Fernando Mendoza also has 21, and Sawyer Robertson, who just lost to TCU, has 21 for Baylor. Dante Moore, 19 for Oregon, and Ohio State's quarterback has 19 as well. Let's get to the college ranks here at running back, and it is Indiana again. It is Elijah Surratt, who had two touchdowns over the weekend. He now has 9 on the season, and a highlight on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Mendoza with a deep drop. Complete to Surratt. Surratt with a move. Gets to the goal line for the touchdown.
1 yards through the air. That's a season high for Fernando. And he wants more.
What a throw to Surratt. 27 yards for the latest touchdown.
So Indiana has the top receiver, but also another one in the top five in Omar Cooper Jr., who has 7 touchdown grabs. At running back, it is Washington's Jonah Coleman leading college with 12 touchdowns already this season.
44 seconds remaining. Coleman straight ahead. Touchdown Huskies.
Cam Cook has 10 at Jacksonville State. Ahmad Hardy at Mizzou has 11. Mizzou's got a big game coming up this weekend. 10 for Mark Gronowski at Iowa, and 10 for quarterback Haynes King at Georgia Tech. And I just need to make sure that we highlight him every week, Stubb, because what he's doing this season is incredible. This might be the best season the Yellow Jackets have had in my lifetime. I don't ever remember Georgia Tech being 7-0, being top in the ACC, having one of the top quarterbacks in the country in Haynes King. He only has thrown 4 touchdowns, but like we said, he's ran in double digits worth. He is one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. I don't know why he's not in Heisman conversations yet.
Yeah, that is crazy. I also got to ask, we crown a Touchdown Tuesday Player of the Year. Who's kind of your favorite right now? Is it Jonathan Taylor?
So, look, I think we should crown one in college and in the NFL. Last year, it was certainly Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
And I think you had to have given it to Jalen Hurts in the NFL because he stole all those from Saquon with the tush pushes. Right now, it's Jonathan Taylor for me at the NFL ranks. In college, I really don't know what to make of it, but I would probably go with Fernando Mendoza and what he's done this year at Indiana.
I think those are the two players I would highlight as well.
I mean, look, in the NFL, it probably should be a Cowboy if it's not Jonathan Taylor, because they're tied for the lead in wide receiver, quarterback their second, and running back. But in college, I think you got to mention the fact that Indiana has 2 of the top 5 receivers and tied for first place at the quarterback position as well. That was a Touchdown Tuesday here on A-Wide Radio. And I'm looking forward to Thursday night to kick off week 8 in the NFL season and for college football as well. We still got a lot to get to on the show today. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We'll bring Doc Walker on the show at 2:30. But when we return, it's going to make its return. That's the Fast Break with AWOD, talking all things NBA, because the NBA is back tonight, the NBA on NBC. Don't go anywhere, don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Joining us right now, Super Bowl champion, legend in the DMV, it's our buddy Doc Walker. What's going on, Doc?
Well, A-Wad, what's going on is we're in a hellhole.
Yeah.
When we don't win, I'm surprised I was even chosen today, because I'm not the kind of guy you're going to invite to a party when my team loses. And I heard you and Linnell in a showdown, WWE style, last weekend, and I go, he must have met Linnell, and he ended up with me, and I don't know why that happened, but I have such respect for you, and I honor you as my former tag team partner, and so I'm always there for you, man. Plus, your audience, I'm really familiar with due to your partner, and so it's like coming home.
Well, Doc, I'm feeling terrible. It's a terrible Tuesday. I hate losing to the Cowboys. But, like, can you see the train getting back on the tracks? Like, can you vision us ending this season positively?
Well, here's the beauty about why I love you and Linnell. Because, A, you're youth. And, second, you're able to talk yourselves into things you want to talk yourselves into. Because I'm closer to your father than I am you age-wise, I don't really get involved in, and I'm not doing a show. You got a 3-hour show. I have like a 10-minute interview. So you need to stretch, and you got to do the imaginative. I don't. I don't give a damn about anything but the Kansas City game. And the 53 men that suit up for it and are allowed to play in it. That's as far as my mind will allow me to go with the team that is still trying to find itself. And so I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt by not dealing with the direct topic. And that is, how are they going to play against Kansas City, their next opponent? Who's going to play? And why aren't the guys that seem to have some youth, enthusiasm, some some excitement about him, we only get to see him in the pregame warm-up. So until that's my mission. You guys, you're worried about play. No, you're really not worried about it. You know damn well nobody knows that. But you can engage your audience with it, and it's good. I ain't mad at you. I don't care if anybody listens to me. Because if you listen to me, you're concerned about winning the next game. Not whether or not you're going to make your wager or your bet or your fantasy team. I don't give a damn about none of that. That's your personal social entertainment, not mine. The only way I'm entertained is on game day and if we win, period. Although I understand the financial benefits, the growth of the league, and its popularity. But I don't want to be in a world to where nobody cares who wins. It's not me. I'm only concerned about the burgundy and gold and victory. That's it. I don't do the participation trophy crap. But I respect those that do. My only question is, why did you call me?
Doc, were you surprised at all with how bad the defense was at Dallas, especially that drive right before the half?
No, I wasn't, because Dallas is a superpower offensively. What I'm surprised about, Awad, is that we couldn't exploit a defense that's rotten. That's what I'm surprised at. The few things that we do well, we weren't able to do them. That's what got my attention. Did you think you were going to stop Dak Prescott? These two freaks he's got at wide receiver in their running game? And you playing with a YMCA defense? No, it's no way.
Doc Walker with us here.
Not trying to kill your excitement.
No, I'm doom and gloom.
You called me.
Doc Walker with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. So, Doc, from your experience in the league and covering the league, what are the benefits of a defensive coordinator being in the booth? Because Joe Witt Jr., I'm losing my mind every time they show him on the broadcast. I'm screaming, get to the sidelines. I feel like he'd have better communication with his defense. I'm seeing Matt Eberflus, who I think is a doofus, firing up his defense, and they're getting stops. And so I want Joe Witt Jr. down from the booth to the sidelines.
And that's fair. That's fair. And I can understand how you could think that way. And it's good. See, here's my theory. Once again, their age does have some benefits, because I've seen failure more than you've seen it, because I'm much older. So I've seen us get our ass kicked with the coordinator on the sidelines and with him in the booth. What I want to know is that what are they doing in practice that's different from the game? You couldn't possibly be this dysfunctional in practice and let them get away with it. I tend to think they're doing something in practice that pleases him because he's on the sidelines there. He's not in the booth in practice. He's on the field with him. So if he's getting the results he wants in practice but not in the game, and he hasn't walked himself down there himself, that's on him, ask his head coach. That's his boss. Questions should go to him. Oh, and by the way, his boss is a former defensive coordinator too. So do you really believe that he's standing right on the field with them as well and in charge of everything? He doesn't seem to have an influence on getting them to do what he wants to do on defense. And you talking about the coordinator? I don't. Go to the man in charge and go, since it's your side of the ball, what are your levels of expertise? What's your solution for it?
Doc, where did we go wrong this offseason?
You may not have gone wrong. This is a phase. They can flip a switch. I think what you and Linnell both are suffering from a large diagnosis of this. Those 6 out of 7 games you won on the last play of the game, you could take it either way. You could say we're really lucky or we're really good. You took to say they were really good.
Yeah.
And maybe they were just really lucky. Because you are who you are every time you roll your game out. Nobody wants them to win more than me without having money in it. People who are wagering, of course, they want them to win more than me because they're about to lose their behind if they don't win. What I'm disappointed in is that my eyes don't lie. but I don't see as many practices as I used to see. Because I don't get influenced over practice because it's staged. The way they orchestrate these practices, they lead a lot of people to believe they're really doing something special because you buy into the high. Everything's choreographed. They know what's going on. They're working on training. It's not a win or lose proposal in practice. It's situations hopefully making them worse than they would be in a game to see how we do about it. And if you don't understand that, you never get it. Never, ever will you understand it. Because you'll fall into the trap of these people that are actually using stats in practice and rating it. It's just suicide. Because it's an orchestrated performance. They know what they're going to do because they're working on situational football. Now, preseason, nobody plays, but they're not, the Rams play less. The Rams play nobody, and they're better than we are right now, it appears to be. So I think it's more of an in-game situation. I believe in more in-game reactions. They do none, which means the players that are struggling get to struggle the whole game. They don't trust their bench, yet they bought their bench, they trained their bench, they picked the bench, but they're afraid to put them in real games. That's the only question I ask them, I'd have for them. This guy's so fast, he's so athletic, he's so all this, but you never put him in a game, and your team is slow as molasses.
Doc,
I don't understand it.
Doc, is there, if you were the head coach, is there one change you could point to that you would make ahead of this Kansas City game?
No, because, again, all due respect, if I was the head coach, we wouldn't be on the show doing this right now because I'd probably be somewhere in Morocco. You know, I mean, I can't. I'm not a coach. But I did play the game, and I've covered the game for 40 years plus. My eyes don't lie to me. They're not very good, fundamentally. Defensively, it's clear. You guys kill Lattimore. I love Lattimore.
Yeah. See, that would be my change.
Never play
corner. I would just bench him immediately. But I'm an amateur.
I wouldn't bench him at all.
Yeah.
But no. No, you're not an amateur. It's just not what you study for. You don't make your living studying DBs. You make your living entertaining people. And that's why you're one of the best doing it. Don't let the cool man fool you. I'm telling you. That kid is close. Pickens, he's a beast. Their quarterback is one of the best in the world. That was a pass that Joe Namath and the best of ever threw it. And they barely beat the guy. If you think he's bad, put somebody over there over in his place and watch what happens. He's got the hardest job in America. And the beauty about him, he doesn't bitch about it. We've had guys here, Moonless mentioned no names, but if you cover this team, you know who they are. They quit on plays. They tried to make it look like it was somebody else's fault. Utter cowards. I'm walking with this guy into a blazing fire. And if you guys truly love the burgundy and gold and you follow this team with your heart, don't follow the leader. Just because some one guy says something stupid, don't follow it. Don't follow it. I mean, it's like watching Toronto watch these baseball playoffs right now. Some of the greatest things going on in the world happening. This guy's an inch away from covering a freak and a ball thrown by another freak. He needs help. You have no pressure.
Yeah.
You have no pressure. And as soon as you, until you admit that the failure is not on the back end, the failure is on the D-line. And their inability to get heat on the quarterback. Show me great corner without great pressure. I'll show you a Superman.
Doc.
Okay.
You're awesome, man. You're always great on this show. Always appreciate you taking the time, man.
You're my guy, man. Look, dude, I love you guys. You entertain the hell out of me. You and the big fella, lad, it was priceless. I love it. Hey, look, man, I get it, too. We're in the entertainment business. But I am just a jackass. I cannot hide the fact there's nothing funny when we lose to me.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad you enjoyed it because my dad was texting me to calm down.
Well, see, your dad, me and your old man from the same club, from the same cloth, he introduced you to this. He gets it. But I'm just telling you, you two guys, because you really do care. It's not an act. You guys care about this. And it's made, like me. I'm not very entertaining right now because I don't give a damn about if you're entertained. You need to know the facts of life, and I don't play when it comes to my favorite team, and it kills me to have lost to Dallas. Because to me, it's like, when are we going to stop losing to them?
Right.
That was the worst loss of the year last year to me. It killed my season last year, losing to him, these nitwits letting them get in them white jerseys at home, and you supposed to know them? You used to work for them, and you let that happen? That is where have you heard anybody else even talk about it? So that's why I go, you know what? God bless you. Can't wait to hear you Saturday.
Doc, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for the opportunity. You got it, brother.
Yep. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know, I think Doc thought he was all doom and gloom that segment, but just having him on, talking about his experience and what he's seeing through his two eyes, through his lenses, it did get me a little bit excited. And I kind of want to back Marshawn Lattimore for what he was talking about, because I'll tell you what he was saying, because I've covered this team. Josh Norman was a complainer. Josh Norman was a blamer. He would blame the safeties. He would blame the schemes. He was getting paid a lot of money. I do like that Marshawn Lattimore has not done that. In every interview, he's kind of put it on himself. He said, it's not like I'm getting torched out there. I'm close, but I haven't been able to make a play on the ball. I mean, basically what Doc was saying was George Pickens is elite, Dak Prescott's elite, and corner is the hardest position in the world, and I don't disagree with them at all there. Now, Lattimore's also been beat, I feel like, by worse wide receivers, and he hasn't even had a chance to make a play on the ball, but Doc's not the only one saying that. John Keim also had a report yesterday. They're not going to bench Lattimore because he's the best corner they got. It's frustrating as hell. And I still think I would probably go with the young guy, Trey Amos, and giving him an opportunity there. But I do respect Lattimore for the way he's getting burnt, the way he's getting beat. He's just taking fat L's and not complaining and not throwing anybody else under the bus. So that was a positive.
That was our most positive guest we've had.
That was a lot. There's a lot that you could react to with that interview to Doc Walker. Don't ask him about getting the season back on the track. He only cares about Monday night. Monday night at Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We're going to reach out to Mike Jones for later this week because he had a really good article this morning on The Athletic. It says, the hearts of Commanders fans jumped into their throats Sunday, seeing Jaden Daniels in pain. But fear not, he is not on the path to becoming the next Robert Griffin III. Daniels isn't at all RG3 Part 2. The latter isn't carrying the torch for the former. Stop wasting energy on fearful comparisons. He is not the next Robert Griffin III.
It's way better.
It's a good article, and it's kind of funny to me because I feel like it's responding to what Regina Jackson said in her tweet the other day. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. I'm very interested to see what our update will be from the coaching staff tomorrow. Or, no, it won't be tomorrow, on Thursday, on Jaden Daniels. Like, everybody's kind of coming out and saying, well, it's good news because they didn't put him on IR.
Right. If they put him on IR, it's 4 weeks and it's serious, but it's like it was with Terry when it first went down, right?
Right.
If they don't put him on IR, there's a chance every single week for him to come back.
Yeah, and I think everybody's going to feel like, well, with Jaden Daniels, we have an opportunity, no matter what.
As you should.
Right? And I felt that way last year. I don't feel as good today, given how bad the defense has been. Let's go to Robert in Midlothian. Robert, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, Alan. Great show, and I love Doc Walker. I'm a longtime Redskins or Washington fan since around 1970. I've seen a lot of ups and downs. But the team I hate to lose to the most is the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had $1,000 to give to the defensive coordinator of any Redskin team or commander team, I would say, here's $1,000. Just put me on a corner blitz, and I would take out the Cowboy quarterback. That's how much I hate that team. And it really made me sick to my stomach to watch as little of the game as I did because I knew they were going to get blown out. Just from what I've seen, this team is a fraud, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, Robert, and you're a smarter man than me because I absolutely thought we were going to win that game. I'll admit when I was wrong, and I was wrong.
Yep. Now, the one mistake I made in my pool, I should have put the highest value on the Cowboys. Instead, I put the lowest on – I still picked the Cowboys to win, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because my stomach – I was just sick to my stomach. And our defensive coordinator at least try to go down with guns blazing, try to blitz.
Yeah.
I mean, from what I saw, they didn't even attempt to blitz. They played either man or a soft zone and got ate alive. I mean, like Doc said, the Cowboys have super they have elite receivers, and you give Dak that much time to throw the ball, he's going to look like Dan Marino.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good quarterback, don't get me wrong.
But he had all day.
We make him look. He's 7-0 now at home against Washington.
Yeah. Robert, let me ask you this last question. Is the season over?
I think so. I think at best we might win 8 games. And that's a stretch.
Yeah.
Because this team has no defense. And look, we have very limited weapons on offense now. I mean, we're pretty much dead in the water. I mean, it's unfortunate, but...
Yeah. It just sucks that it's October. Good call, Robert. Yeah, appreciate you chiming in, man. I want you to call back if they get a win, though. All right? Let's try to talk to you after a victory. Because that Cowboys game, that pissed me off. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Witt in Chesterfield. Witt, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, everyone. Just real quick, to be a little bit more optimistic, I'm pretty doom and gloom too. Think about a road and think about three forks in the road. The road goes to the left, and that's the away games. We got 4 of them left. If we can just get one of those, the road in the middle goes to the neutral, and that's the Madrid game. We can win that game. And the road to the right is all 5 home games. We take all 5 of those, and then just one of those four road games, you got 10 wins.
Yeah. Hey, that's the call I needed. The season's not over because we still got home games.
That was good.
That was awesome.
Good.
I needed that.
Well, then, look, see, we'll lose to Kansas City Monday night. We'll be 3-5, okay?
Yep.
And then we'll beat Seattle at home. We'll be 4-5. I'm going to the Detroit game, so we better damn well win that game.
Yeah,
and
get us a win,
man. 5-5.
Yeah. And okay? You know what? I said last week, if we get to 5-5, I'm fine. If we get back to 5-5, Whit, I'm all the way back in. If we get to 5-5, I'll be painting my chest burgundy and gold, and I'll be going to that Christmas game. Can we get to 5-5? I like that. Good call, Whit.
There you go.
Yep. Appreciate you chiming in. Good optimism there. He admitted he's doom and gloom, but he said,
yeah,
he made a great point. One road win. I mean, here, we are going to go to Madrid and spank Miami.
Yeah.
We could win with Sam Howell in that game. We could probably win with Sam Hartman in that game. I know Mariota can beat the Dolphins, and so can Daniels. And you know what? Even our defense can get off the field against the Dolphins right now.
Yeah.
So,
that's a win.
I'm already going to tell you right now, we are sitting at 3-4 on October 21st. I'm telling you, we have a 4-4 record. We are not below 500 because we have Miami on the schedule. That's all it means. We are not below 500 because we got Miami looming, and that's a guaranteed dub. I needed that. That's what I needed to hear. Let's go to Kansas City and try to make some magic. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Jeremy, always appreciate it, man. Thanks for being part of the show. Any positive Commanders talk that you wanted to close with today?
Positive Commanders talk. I mean, you win two of these next four games heading into the bye. The season looks a whole lot better down the stretch.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's one of the next three. I just want one of the next three.
Well, that's not good enough for me. No. We got to get back to 5-5.
Because then we're 5-6.
Right.
And we're coming off a bye, and then it's the Vikings. Then we're at 500 if we win that.
Well, no, we have Denver.
Oh.
But hold on. Well, so look.
Possible.
We're 3-4. All right. Let's say we lose to Kansas City. We're 3-5. We've already beaten the Dolphins, right? I guaranteed that. Yeah. So that's 4-5. So we have to win one of the next three.
We can beat the Seahawks
at home.
We have to win one of the next three.
Because if we come off the bye, we can beat Denver, we can beat the Vikings, then we're 7-6.
Yeah, I don't know about Denver. I mean,
we can do it.
They looked really good in that fourth quarter against the Giants. Now, I didn't say that the first three quarters. Nobody was talking about Bo Nix for MVP the first three quarters.
I could feel a 7-6 reality. Which doesn't feel great.
If we get back to 7-6, I'm going to be flying high. I mean, come on now. Wow. This is what I'm talking about. Now, the problem is our defense is so bad, and the next 3 weeks are against really, really good offenses. But here's the thing. Maybe Joe Witt just comes to the sideline and makes a difference, right? It's possible.
Could be.
Defense turned it around last year. Bobby Wagner might need to call a players-only meeting. It might need to happen. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye drive you home. They're coming up next here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we will be back tomorrow live and local here on a Wizards Wednesday. They will begin their season. We'll bring on Dave Johnson, the play-by-play voice of the Washington Wizards. Thanks to Ryan Clary chiming in. He'll be on the board and running the ones and twos alongside Darius for Grant and Danny. They're coming up next.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.